Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome everybody once again to another edition of the Portland Pilot Show. We do this show every Monday night, almost every Monday night, where we've talked about the University of Portland Pilots athletics. Most of the time, we mix it up a little bit occasionally, but most of the time we have Jason Bro, the outstanding associate athletic director of the University of Portland, and they're waiting for Jason to come on tonight. He is a tremendous guest. I mean, he's fabulous. He is a star in the media, and he also makes stars out of the media, but he does such a fabulous job. And I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. But without further ado, well, it's been a long time since I've used that term. Let's go to Jason Bro. Jason, how you doing? And it's been a while since we talked to you, and I missed you, and good to have you back on. And we'll take next week off, and then after that, we'll just roll right into the fall season. How's that sound?
Sounds good. It's coming quick. It just seems like summer just started not too long ago, but our teams are reporting here for the fall. I'll see, finishing up summer school here in the next couple weeks, and then training for the fall begins here in the beginning of August, so it's just right around the corner.
And have you been able to get in a little vacation time?
Did, took a week and visited Crater Lake, one of the gems of the beautiful Pacific Northwest, so that was a lot of fun. Did some camping, got rejuvenated, and now focused on this upcoming season.
Now, when is the first contest of the fall season? Which sport, and when is the date on that of the fall season?
So women's soccer gets going first, and they're going to actually do an alumni game with some pretty big-name alumni, which isn't an official scheduled game, but more of a scrimmage on Friday, August 12th. And then the following week, the 19th, that's when their first regular season game is. So it's mid-August. It's coming quick.
It is coming quick. And, you know, Jason, talk a little bit about these fall teams. School has not started. There's got to be a lot of preparation with housing, with meals and everything. I know you do a great job out there yourself and everybody else associated with the athletic department, but it's different when their classes are not in session.
Yeah, it's definitely a little more quiet around the campus. And it's not too quiet, though, because, you know, this time of year there's a lot of camps going on. Men's basketball just started their second round of day camps, and there was about 100 kids, you know, grades 3 through 6, out there in the gym. So they're making a lot of noise, having a lot of fun. There's a lot of camps from throughout the summer that we do for soccer, volleyball. The university recreation does some camps. So there's still some vibrant activity going on around campus. T2 playing their summer schedule with mini games at home. And then, of course, summer school, first session ended in mid-June, and then the second session goes here for the next couple weeks. So full teams are pretty much here, men's and women's basketball, and there's a lot of soccer players on campus right now, and volleyball as well. So there is still some activity going on in the trial center, and a lot of teams doing workouts, and not many teams can do official workouts with coaches, but they can all work out with the strength and conditioning program in the weight room. So they get their work in there, and in basketball can do some individual workouts, and had a chance to poke my head in the trial center after the team camps, or after the day camps were over, and Coach Porter, Coach Cantu, Coach Johnson, Coach Knutson, we're working with our bigs for about 45 minutes, and then with the guards for about 45 minutes, and they'll be doing individual workouts all week. So still a lot of activities going on. And then, as you mentioned, as we wind up the summer, women's soccer will report August 2nd will be the first day that they can do team activities, and volleyball and soccer men's soccer shortly after that. So it goes by quick in the summer, and everyone stays pretty busy.
And, you know, one other thing to consider as people listen to this program, they listen around the world literally to this program. We always have a huge audience. And, Jason, I think they look at the Pacific Northwest and they always see that rain, which is, you know, really overrated. Anyone that lives there knows that. We go from some pretty hot days into maybe a little bit cooler, wetter by the time these seasons end. But they're training in really hot weather, and And we got a hot spell coming up with a lot of 90s.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think us Northwesterners, we don't complain too much when the sun's out, so we try to get out there as much as possible. And we'll be hosting a golf tournament on Friday, a fundraising golf tournament for the athletic department out at Pumpkin Ridge, beautiful place to play golf. So I don't get a ton of golf in anymore, but I've been able to play in a few partner scrambles, and looking forward to Friday. And we'll have a lot of our student-athletes there with a lot of our corporate partners, as well as some key donors out at Pumpkin Ridge, and good chance to talk Pilot Athletics like we're doing right now and get prepared for the upcoming season. Enjoying the weather, and it's supposed to be really warm, so we'll be sure to get the suntan lotion out and have lots of beverages out on the course.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What a fabulous complex Pumpkin Ridge is, and I've been around that since day one, and it's a tremendous place, and great choice to have something. Jason, one more time, we're all going to miss Bud Stroud with his retirement.
You know, it's funny. Our fiscal year ended the end of June, and we were all kind of wondering, geez, you know, is Bud, he's not going to truly be gone all the time, is he? How much are we going to see him? And I swear he's working more hours than a lot of us here since he's officially been retired. It took him a little while to clean out his office. You know, he still comes. We did a couple department golf outings. He's come out to those, and we still have a presence. So, you know, I text him just about every few days with either a question or something, and he's very responsive. So Buzz is still – we had a great retirement party for him at the end of June. A lot of people showed up and paid their respects. But in reality, he's gonna be around and help us. He's going to be a fill-in for some public address when we need him. He doesn't want to necessarily commit to a full season because he wants to go down to Linfield, get some football games, do some traveling. But even though Buzz isn't going to be there in an official day-to-day capacity, you're still going to see Buzz Stroud around, and that's a good thing for University of Portland Athletics.
Absolutely. Great guy, hard worker, very honest, candid person. Anyone would love to be involved with Buzz Stroud. Jason, this program was born out of the basketball program, the men's basketball program. We cover all the sports, but anything new with that? And when can we kind of expect that schedule? Everybody's been asking me to pop up on the website.
Yeah, the full complete schedule will be mid-August at some point, so we're waiting for the conference schedule to get determined. And as you know, there's a lot of layers to that from a television and national and regional television perspective. So we should have that no later than mid-August, at which point we'll be able to fully announce all of our schedule. There's a few bits and pieces on the non-conference schedule, as we've talked about, with, you know, the Far West Classic and how that's going to look, that are still trying to get finalized. So I would say in the next couple weeks, no more than 3 weeks, we'll have the official schedule posted. Maybe not complete game times for all West Coast Conference games, as some of those are determined by TV at a later date, but we should have most of the dates and most of the times by mid-August.
Can you tell us the home opener? Everybody's chomping at the bit to go to that. I know there'll probably be an exhibition game. Give out anything you can with that first couple of games if you can tonight.
Yeah, we will definitely. The first official regular season game will be against UC Riverside on November 12th, which is a Saturday night. So we're really excited about that. That'll be the first regular season game. We'll probably work in a closed scrimmage and an exhibition game before that, but that'll be the first game from a promotional perspective where, you know, it'll be Terry Porter's first official home game. So we were able to track down a good Division I opponent, and we'll do that. And I think people are going to be really pleased with the non-conference schedule. As we've talked about, we're going to open against UCLA down in Anaheim and Fullerton at the Wooden Legacy Classic, which is going to be a great tournament over the Thanksgiving weekend with a lot of big name schools. We've talked about Colorado. Will be the first Saturday in December, Saturday night, and then we're going to be excited to announce some things around the Far West Classic. Portland State on December 20th at home as well is a game that we've got locked in. So there's a couple more little additions that we have to make and a few game times that we have to secure and get some contracts for and finalize, you know, what that Far West Classic is going to look like. But I think everyone's going to be really pleased with both the non-conference schedule that we'll announce here in the next few weeks.
And we can't forget the women's side of basketball. How's that shaping up in your mind? And I think the women are going to have kind of a breakout year. That's just my personal opinion because I'm looking at, you know, the way the league's shaping up, and I think the women are going to be much, much better, and I think they're going to win a lot of games and surprise people.
They're definitely going to be improved, and you know, they're still going to be a young team. You know, 2 years ago they graduated four key starters, all of them scored 1,000 points, and then Coach Sorensen, now entering her third year. This is going to be the first time where she's really had a full recruiting class, where she's had time to actually go out and recruit as opposed to putting them together late last minute. So this will be a great opportunity year. They've got some staff stability, a good staff that's now been together for a couple years. They're working hard this summer. They've been able to add some good pieces in the recruiting this offseason, both in terms of JUCO transfers, local kids, as well, four-year kids. So I think the roster is really coming together. It takes time to put your system in place, and I think Coach Sorensen's doing that, and we're all really excited to see what the results pan out to be this year.
And in conclusion tonight, Jason, and we're going to be back in 2 weeks. We're going to take next week off, and then we'll be back, and then we'll hit it hard all the way through March, which will be fabulous. And we'll have Athletic Director Lake come on. We'll have Bob Cantu on occasionally, and Jason will still remain the star of this program, but I wanted to ask you, tickets available for basketball, obviously, and anything you want to get out regarding basketball as we head to a new era in Pilot basketball with the great Terry Porter.
Well, we're very excited about the new era, and along with that, I think from a fan's perspective and from a tickets perspective, we're really excited. We partnered with a new ticket vendor, and so we completely control our ticket inventory now. There is online, completely modernized online technology now. So fans, when they go to our website, they go to PortlandPilots.com/tickets. They can put a deposit down for soccer or basketball season tickets. They'll be able to manage everything online, order online. It's going to end up being cheaper for them in the long run as we've been able to eliminate a lot of the extra surcharges. They'll be able to manage their account a little bit easier, and Dave Taylor's done a really nice job of rolling that out, our ticket manager, who does a great job. So it's a new system that we launched here in the last couple of months that we're continuing to grow, and we're excited about it. And, our ticket pricing is going to stay very similar to what it has in the past. We're not raising the prices, even though there's some good value there, as we've talked about with Far West Classic and some other home games as well. So we're really looking forward to it. You know, fans can go online right now, PortlandPilots.com/tickets for deposit for season ticket information. Soccer season tickets, single game tickets are on sale now as well, so all those schedules are out. But you know, a lot of people are waiting until our schedule comes out, as you referenced earlier, before buying games. But we still have many packages offers that are available that include a lot of WCC games. We're pretty flexible with that in terms of, you know, if fans want to go to a couple games or not, they can work with Dave on getting some specialized or customized packages built. But PortlandPilots.com/tickets, and then once our schedule is officially released, single game tickets will go on sale shortly after that.
Jason, I wanted to ask you, I have another question, if you don't mind, if you can just maybe talk a little bit, address this. There's been all of a sudden we had sort of a lull in expansion of conferences, and then all of a sudden now we hit the hot button about teams want to get in leagues and rumors out there and everything. And of course, BYU's name always comes up. The West Coast Conference does not play football per se. What can you tell us about? I know that the Big 12 would love to have them, and BYU and ESPN talked a lot about it over the weekend. What do you see there happening? Your inside knowledge is always pretty great.
Yeah, and I don't have much direct knowledge on that, but, you know, I will say I know when you talk to BYU fans, And they have a very robust fan base that is really all over the world, and we see it here in the Pacific Northwest and everywhere they go. Their fans are really eager to get affiliated from a football perspective with a BCS conference. So it makes a lot of sense in that regard. I think in reality, their administration and the church, the Mormon church, is very pleased with their arrangement currently for all their other sports with the WCC. What will be interesting is if they do get invited to the Big 12, there's been some comments from the athletic director and other people that saying, you know, they would accept a football-only invite. What will be interesting is if the WCC would accept, you know, still housing all those teams if their football program wasn't independent, if they were affiliated with the Big 12. And that will be the interesting discussion point because, you know, if I had to guess, I would guess if the Big 12 expands to two or four teams, BYU is very likely to be included in that. And I'd be surprised if they didn't bring all of their teams and left the WCC, but that seems to be a talking point that's coming up. So without any knowledge on that one way or the other, it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out from a West Coast Conference perspective. Because right now, I know that their athletic department, everyone really appreciates the opportunity to compete in the West Coast Conference. I think they've been surprised and pleased with the level of competition in all the sports. They like the faith-based private institution feel that they share with all the other conferences, and I think it's been more competitive than they thought it would be. So I think they really like that. You know, the not playing on Sunday does create some issues from many other sports in the other sports perspective. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. And you're right, it's kind of flared up here, and it's pretty much centered around the Big 12. But again, that leads to many other domino effects if different teams are plucked from different conferences. And John Wellner down in the Bay Area is a great writer. He's got a good pulse on the West Coast Conference. Mentioned, you know, if BYU was to leave Seattle and Denver, the next likely options in Denver, you know, would be a good fit or replacement if the conference were willing to or were wanting to stay with 10. So it's interesting. It's a very interesting time right now with all the realignment going on. And that'll be something to keep an eye on because it could definitely have an impact on the West Coast Conference landscape.
Let me follow up with just one closing question for you regarding that. You're a top flight administrator in the league. I would say, am I accurate here? It's definitely feasible for them to be football in a BCS conference and the rest of the sports in the West Coast Conference, or is that not feasible?
It is feasible. I mean, it's definitely feasible. It would be a question of whether the conference would want to be a part of that, because at that point, with their football not being independent and being associated with a BCS level conference, there's a lot more extra resources that come with that versus being an independent. And those resources then get filtered down to all the other programs. And from a competitive advantage perspective, I think there's already a perception that BYU is at a significantly different level than many of the other West Coast Conference schools from a resource perspective because of football. And you throw in BCS football and kind of all the extra benefits that come with being aligned with the BCS Big Money Football Conference, and then I think that could be where the questions maybe come about on are they still the right fit or are they still a good fit for us within this current landscape. And I think that's a decision that the university presidents and athletic directors and the West Coast Conference senior staff are going to have to sit down and discuss. And I think those are discussions that are probably need to get underway very soon with what's been reported and the options that are on the table.
Boy, that is a great point for you. That's why I love having you on this program. That's a great point you make there, the competitive disadvantage that could be created financially with that BCS money. Which is excellent. Something that I really haven't seen mentioned in everything that I've looked at. Jason, I promise this is final. I know you got some work to do on the Far West Classic still, but could you give out those dates of the Far West Classic?
I believe we're looking the weekend of the 16th through the 18th of December, if that is the correct weekend. But just the weekend before Christmas, I believe it's December 16th through 18th. Without looking at a calendar, I have to check. But that is the sometime between Friday and Sunday. That's the weekend that's currently on hold for the Far West Classic, if Oregon State and University of Portland can pull it together as we're expecting and hoping to do.
Very good. Great job tonight. We covered a lot of topics. We'll talk to you again in 2 weeks and get in a little bit more rest because you work so darn hard you'll need it, and have fun at the golf tournament at Pumpkin Ridge.
All right, Greg, thanks. Go Pilots.
You betcha. That's Jason Rowe, the Associate Athletic Director, University of Portland. He joins me every week on this show, the Portland Pilots Show. We are going to take next week off to let you know because we have a large audience. I don't want to disappoint anybody. Then we'll be back the following week in 2 weeks, and we'll roll right through all the athletic seasons. We'll cover every single sport, and we appreciate you, so many of you who listen to this program and the positive feedback I get from it. But it's really due to the great work of Jason putting it, bringing it every night on this program, and throwing in the other people that come on, and they are terrific as well. Good night, everyone. Talk to you in 2 weeks, and don't forget to make all your free throws.